The truth about Christianity is that it is both inclusive and exclusive. The good news is that anyone can be saved by believing in Jesus and giving their life to Him. So in that respect, I thank God that it is very inclusive. However, at the same time, it is also exclusive. If you believe in the Bible, then inherently you must believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. After all, He is the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible tells us that no one can get to heaven except through Him. In that respect, it is decidedly exclusive. According to Christianity, no other religion on earth, past, present, or future, can get you to heaven. Only through Jesus can any person find eternal life in heaven. Acts 4:12 reminds us, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." Unfortunately, this can be a stumbling block for many people. For those who dare to believe that God exists and has the power to determine where their soul will reside for eternity, the exclusivity of only one way can sound narrow-minded. But the Bible is quite clear. It says that there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, or any other name will do. Just Jesus and Jesus alone. After all, He is the only one who died and gave His life so that you might be saved.
If you'd like to send us a comment or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Everyone will have to come face to face with that reality and make a choice, either to believe in what the Bible says about Jesus or reject it. Believing is a conscious decision, while rejecting can be quite passive. By doing nothing at all, a person by default is rejecting Christ. It is my hope for you and for all mankind to make this decision for Jesus and to make it early. Because the Bible tells us not to fear man who can destroy the body, but to fear the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell. A reverent fear for God helps us to remember how serious this choice really is.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.